Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the book of Acts in chapter 20. And listen to some interesting words that are in the first few verses. It says this: after the uproar ceased, Paul sent for the disciples, and after encouraging them, he said farewell and departed for Macedonia. And when he had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. And there he spent 3 months. And when a plot was made against him by the Jews as he was about to set sail for Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Sopater, the Berean, son of Pyrrhus, accompanied him, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and the Asians, Tychicus and Trophimus. These went on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days we came to them at Troas, where we stayed for 7 days. There are times when we wonder why Luke includes so much detail about Paul's travels and his companions. This text is a perfect example of that. I mean, after all, Luke only had so much scroll space, so why leave such a detailed travel log? Let me offer one answer to that question. You'll notice in this text that 7 men are listed as having traveled with Paul throughout this particular part of the journey. And this passage is not a unique one where we notice these types of relationships. In fact, it's odd to find Paul by himself. It seems like Paul always had people around him, helping him minister, and where he was training them for ministry. Gospel-based relationships were radically important to Paul. He didn't see himself as the answer to every church problem, nor as the only one who could carry out the call of ministry. He developed and maintained relationships for the cause of the gospel and for his own spiritual health and vitality. So, can you relate? What relationships are you cultivating right now for the cause of carrying out the Great Commission? Can you relate? What relationships are you intentionally putting in your life for the purpose of helping fan the flame of spiritual vitality? Can you relate? What relationships are you developing so that you can be poured into and so that you can pour into others? You see, being a follower of Christ is not meant to be a private endeavor, but one filled with personal relationships. So as you pray today, please remember Carl Sukraj and his family, our missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Australia, Canada, and the United States.